következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Mankind. This is Rich.
I'm Gavin.
And two missing characters are Dave and Dawny.
Started at about 2007, 2008. We started, and we brought Dawny along, and we just started playing, and decided to change a few things, and made it a band, and things were going great since then. My mum played piano, and but she was not professional or anything like that. My dad can't sing at all.
It's the same as my parents. Yeah.
Really?
My mum played piano. My mum sings. She does like sings in like a cappella groups and things like that. But.
This is what the Australian dream, and this people save lots of money for the Australian dream, is to go to Europe and go all these different towns, you know, and see this and see that and this old church and this famous building and everything, and we get to do it and get paid to be musicians at the same time. I mean, you know. We got here a little bit too late to look around, but
you know, like if we don't see it this time, hopefully we see something next time.
Yeah,
you know, you see, every time we go back to a city, we see different parts of it. So,
but we have seen a lot. You know, we've seen. We're very grateful for how much we've been able to see. Like exploring,
yeah.
But the weather is not as good as Australia yet.
We're waiting for it to warm up.
It will get better, but it's warm in Australia now, and it's really cold over here. But
otherwise, yeah. I mean, we love touring.
Thank you.
Yeah, it started off with my brother is the drummer, Dave, and it started off with us. I would write some songs, and then I would go into his room in the house, and he'd get out some bongos, and we'd work on the songs together. He would come up with some backing vocals, and we would write these songs. And then we thought, it needs something more than just the two of us. So we got Gav to come in, and then it was, well, we needed something more than just the three of us. And so we got Dorney to come in. And this is a kind of a long process, working out what sound we wanted. Originally, we were sort of like acoustic kind of rock, but now we've become the full band with a bigger sound, wider kind of soundscape.
Thank you very much. This is our first time here in Hungary. Thank you very much for having us. It's a long way from Sydney, Australia, but you've given us a lovely warm welcome. We feel like we're back home. This is a song you should know, and I want you to sing with me, okay? I'm going to do this bit. I'll go... No woman, no cry. And then you sing...
No woman, no cry.
let me hear you sing.
We did a support show, so we were supporting a band from Iceland, called Dikta, and it was a chance for some music industry people to come and see us and check us out and see if they wanted to work with us, and it went really well. I think everyone was surprised how well it went, and so then after that we came back for 4 shows, and then we came back for 5 shows, and now we're on tour with Schmidt doing 18 shows.
Yeah.
It works really well. You know, we're different styles, but
Everyone's happy with. Yeah. We've all had good reports from the crowd and from the, you know, people come up to us afterwards and they love it. You know, I don't think they're expecting our style of music before her style, but you know, they really love it, which is great.
Yeah.
This song is called "Open Your Eyes." Open your eyes, open your eyes.
the first music that I really remember loving was, there was a radio station in Sydney that played old music, like from the 50s, and it was Jerry Lee Lewis and these kind of guys that would write songs that went for about 2 minutes, you know, and it had the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, all this kind of stuff as well. And I remember really, it was the melodies that really got me, you know. You could hear this song, and then 2 minutes later, it was in your head, and you knew how to sing it, and it was like, yeah, blah, 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 you know, I could sing along to this. And so from that point onward, I was always trying to write songs that didn't go very long, but you could sing along to. And so that was my first inspiration musically.
I mean, I was... grew up listening to my parents' records, you know, like listening to Buddy Rich or something, you know. There's always been some sort of drawing thing to the funk and to soul music and that kind of stuff for me, and also rock. And so growing up on bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers, I mean, they were a big influence, and just kind of, you know, living out the rock and the funk, is, you know, it does something for me. So
this is called Lover's Song. Some hands in the air.
Alright.
Come on, all the way up the back. Let me see your hands. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's actually more big topics. So, you know, I like to write about philosophy or religion or love or something, you know, that might inspire people or make people think a little bit, if I can do that most of the time. And then sometimes it's just about nothing in particular. But I think Australians, because we're so far away from everyone else, we like to try and think big, you know, because we want to explore the world, we want to investigate, you know, what do people think in Budapest? We don't know, but we want to try and understand them, and so it's the songs are us trying to get out there and try and explore the world a little bit. Sometimes I'll bring a song in. And it'll be not much work is needed. It's sort of everyone it's plays along.
And, you'll have like a chorus and verse, and it's
the lyrics
it's all
are
there,
finished.
Yeah.
But other times, when we would say, Gav might start with a bass line, and then we go, oh, that's a cool bass line. And then Dorney brings a guitar over the top, and then Dave plays something on the drums, and then I'll sing something. And that's a really interesting process. Where you
everyone
puts stuff something in, and sometimes it doesn't work out, but sometimes you just get something magic,
something it just sparks something, you know, even if you don't use that, it might inspire something else. So, yeah,
mostly they stay.
Yeah, I think once we've written them, they usually stay how they are, and unless we bring in a producer for recording, and then they might tweak something. But otherwise, once we've sort of written it, then that's usually how it is, and we don't change it from gig to gig. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've been exploring in our songwriting recently, trying to write more like, you know, my influences from the 50s, where they didn't, if you had a drum kit, they didn't have seven toms. They just had one tom and, you know, a snare and a hi-hat, and it was just pretty straightforward.
One mic for it all.
Yeah, yeah, one mic. And the guitarist didn't have all these pedals. He just had a guitar amplifier, and that was it. So we've been experimenting by getting rid of things in the rehearsal studio and saying to Dave, the drummer, try and play with one stick instead of two and see what happens, you know. And I think that's been really cool. We've got a bit more of a classic, older kind of vibe happening, and something we'll experiment with more. Yeah. I mean, we've had our songs on the radio over there, and we've been on TV and some of the biggest shows in Australia. Depends who you talk to, you know. Some people would say, yeah, we know who All Mankind is, and other people would go, never heard of them, but that's just normal, I suppose.
That's Australia, though. I mean, Australia is a huge place, and for touring, it's really hard.
We will be going back for touring, but we haven't set the dates yet.
At the moment, concentrating on Europe.
And we got an invitation to come and play over in Europe a couple of years ago. And we played one show in Berlin, and it went really well. And then not long after that, we got a German manager said, look, I'd like to represent you guys for Europe. And in the last year and a half, we've done a couple of tours, Germany, Austria, Hungary, and a few other places. And so we're now coming back to Europe regularly, and that's, you know, it's a big focus for us. Yeah, and then we come back again here to Europe in about 5 or 6 weeks' time. Yeah. We had an LP, but it wasn't released. It was sort of released in Australia, but not in Germany. So we wanted to wait, I think, as long as we could before releasing the LP into Germany, into Europe, wait until people had heard about us a little bit more. So that is out in March, so right now it's coming out.
Thank you.
So I think what Gav was saying before, we all come from a very small part of Sydney. You might think Sydney of the beaches and beautiful weather. Well, we're not near the beach particularly. We're just in the normal, where the normal families kind of hang out.
Suburbs.
We come from kind of reasonably big families, and we kind of grew up going to church together and going to school together, and you know, really small town kind of stuff. And I think all of those experiences that we've had influence our music, you know, whatever our families believed and what we've been brought up believing. I remember telling my dad when I was in high school, I want to do music for the rest of my life. And he said, that's good, but you also need to go to university in case it doesn't work out. So they always supported us, but they wanted us to be, you know, sensible that most people that want to be in a band lose money. And so it's important to have some kind of way of backing yourself up in case things go wrong. For you?
Yeah, I never really sort of said I'm going to be a musician full time. It just kind of happened. And just through years and years of playing, and my parents have been nothing but supportive, you know, just from me turning up my amplifier as loud as I can in my bedroom, and you know, they never complained. They always loved it, and so you know, they'd always come and support me and see shows, and you know, lend me the car for going to shows, and you know, they've always done what they can. So it's been great, and you know, it's kind of got us where we are from their support, you know.
But this song is called Can You Hear Me? We're All Mankind. Thank you very much for listening to us. So can you hear the crack from a hard life breaking? Can you see the flood from the waves of my regret? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I've no more cards to play. In a corner, I surrender to your way. To your way. very much. We're all mankind. Have a wonderful night.